This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The first two questions of last night's presidential town hall dealt with what voters in the campaigns have been talking about all weekend long: Donald Trump's lewd behavior toward women and bragging about sexual assault. Trump's performance in the debate last night may have bolstered those Republicans who are staying with him, but the true effect on the broader race maybe can't be known yet. In a Politico Morning Consult poll right after Donald Trump's comments on Friday, 74% of Republican voters said they still wanted the party to stand behind Donald Trump. There's little chance at this point that Donald Trump is leaving the ticket. But then the question is, how much support does he have? Michael Ramlett is co-founder and CEO of Morning Consult. Michael, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's still too early for the kind of public polling that takes into account debates and the several days after major campaign events like those Access Hollywood tapes. So what do we actually know now?
What we know right now is that in the first 24 hours, it was a more limited impact than what you might have found if you tuned into cable news or kind of the broader elite discussion on the issue. I think we've seen this time and again on issues like the POW statements and John McCain, Mexican and Muslim Americans, that despite what would typically drown a candidate in more historical settings, it's just not the case in this dynamic between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
So we've seen some data that Republicans, Trump supporters, aren't bolting from the campaign. But the important thing now really are uncommitted voters, right? Many of them GOP moderates or independents, a lot of them women. They were starting to break for Hillary Clinton before Friday's tapes were released, right? So that seems like the most important metric. Maybe we don't know that yet.
Yes and no. I think if you look at the overarching strategy, the Trump campaign hasn't necessarily focused as much on swing voters as you've seen some prior presidential candidates on the Republican side. He's very much focused in his campaign on bringing out the base. And what you saw last night was a very base-focused line of attack. And I think more than anything, they look and see there's a certain degree of white non-registered voters that could turn out at a higher level than they have historically, or that's been the overarching strategy proposition. There is this overarching concern that among certainly moderate and center-right candidates, especially down ticket, that without a stronger outreach to more swing voters, that it's more of a challenge in states like in North Carolina or in Pennsylvania.
So Donald Trump is still hoping to generate so much enthusiasm among primarily white voters, whites without a college degree, among the base that he's developed to swamp any of these other efforts. But he's trailing in Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, North Carolina, other places. Is there an indication that he may be running out of oxygen, or in those places can a massive base swell for Donald Trump overcome that?
I think it's important to know that the polling has shifted back and forth. You saw Clinton extend her lead after the conventions. That then shrunk down to a much closer race. You saw Clinton again extend her lead after the first presidential debate. And actually, most polls following the vice presidential debate sort of showed the race starting to tighten again. And now you saw the beginning of potentially an expansion following this video. We saw her have a 2-point change in the overall state of the race. I think it's just important to know that these are so well-defined candidates that it's unlikely that you're going to see huge shifts one direction or another. I think the most important piece in terms of kind of the overarching state of the race is really on the down ticket, where I think a lot of especially GOP candidates at the Senate and congressional level are sort of in a catch-22, because like you mentioned before, you know, 74% of the GOP says that the leader should stand by Trump, and 39% of Republican voters say they're less likely to support a candidate who abandons him. So if you look at it in that context, I think the overarching fluidness race is going to play out when we look at control of the Senate and control of the House. I think no matter what, the presidential race is going to stay rather tight.
And that helps explain why more and more Republicans have said they're finally out. They have to worry about their own races. Michael Ramlett, co-founder and CEO of Morning Consult. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.